great to be here this morning. Merry Christmas week. What a great time together, a great dinner together last night, a good time remembering Jesus Christ this morning and what he's done for us. And now I just invite you to take some time and let's just remember the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. If you wanted to open your Bible and read about the life of Jesus, you would turn to the New Testament near the end of your Bible. We're actually not going to do that. We're going to read about the birth of Jesus, but we're going to turn back to the Old Testament, and we're going to go all the way back to the prophet Isaiah, chapter 9. So let's turn in our Bibles or navigate in your Bible to Isaiah chapter 9, and we'll be looking at just two verses, verses 6 and 7, mainly actually just one of those verses, Isaiah 9, 6. So Isaiah 9, 6 to 7. I did ask a special person if he would come up and read these verses for us. So, Benny, where are you? There he is. All right. So he is going to be reading God's word, Isaiah verses chapter 9, verses 6 to 7.
For a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us. And the government will rest on his shoulders. His name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. There will be no end to the increase of his government or of peace. On the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and uphold with justice and righteousness, from then and forevermore, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will accomplish this.
Great job. Thank you for reading God's word. All right. A child will be born to us. That's what we're going to look at this morning. And you know what? I am looking at the Christmas tree over here. There are presents on this Christmas tree. Did you notice that? There are presents, and I see some presents here. There's one right here. Do you think we should open this? Kids, should we open it and see what this is? I wonder, is there anyone here that knows how to open a present? Maybe right there. Would you like to come up? Can you come up and stand here and open this present? You can stand right here. Now, before you do, I do want you to know this present is for everybody here, okay? It's a gift given to all of us, so not just yours. I'm going to keep it up here after you open it. I just want that to be clear, okay? It's for all of us, all right? Go ahead. Rip that thing open. It's a boy. Look at that. Very good. Hold on just a second here. I'm going to put that on here. It's a tiny little shirt. How old do you think this goes on?
Two or one.
Two or one. I think it says zero to three. That's a newborn. Thank you very much. You can have a seat. Good job opening that up. It's a boy. We have a birth announcement here. It's a boy. You know, here at the chapel, I've heard many birth announcements, and we get excited, don't we, when we hear about a baby that's going to be born soon. We get excited for the people who are thinking, oh, man, they're going to have a baby, and we love babies, don't we? We love babies. The latest one around is Henry around somewhere. I found myself just staring at him a couple weeks ago and realized, oh, I've been staring for 5 minutes at the baby. We love babies, and we love announcements that there's going to be a baby. We start asking questions. When's the baby due? How long? Do you know if it's a boy or a girl yet? And things like that. Usually, when there's an announcement here, the time frame is maybe Maybe it's going to be due in 8 months or 7 or 6 months, depending on when they announce it, something like that. Well, this the passage we're going to look at here is a birth announcement. If this is an announcement by God himself, and if you asked God, when is the baby due? He would say about 700 years from now. 700 years. This is actually writings that were written over 700 years before it actually happened. That's called a prophecy. Only God knows the future. And he had prophets write these things down. And the prophet Isaiah wrote many amazing prophecies. And actually, there's a lot of them about the birth of Jesus. We're just looking at one of them right here. But this was written over 700 years before Jesus would actually be born. So like I said, we're looking at something from the Old Testament about something that would happen in the New Testament. But when God says something is going to happen, it's going to happen. And there's no chance that it won't because he's God. And at the end it says, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will accomplish this. So we just read here in Isaiah 9:6, a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders. Isaiah was writing at a dark time in the nation of Israel. They had been divided into a northern kingdom and southern kingdom. Northern kingdom had had a string of terrible kings that were leading the people in unrighteousness, in unholy things. Bad leaders. They had bad counsel, bad counselors. And the southern kingdom, many of the real true believers in God kind of migrated to the southern kingdom, which they called Judah. And they had some good kings, but they had a lot of bad kings there as well. And at the time that Isaiah wrote this was a terrible king who would not listen to God. In fact, Isaiah was supposed to give some of this information to the king, and the king refused to listen to it. Even the good stuff, he just wouldn't, because he wanted to have nothing to do with God. It was a dark time in the nation of Israel. What would you do as a godly person who believed in God, surrounded by a nation that was turned their back on God, a leader that was terrible, counselors who were terrible at the time, and there was so much sin and oppression and unrighteousness around you? What could you do except cry out to God? Please help us. And they did. And God answered their prayer. And that's what we're reading here. How would God answer their prayer? A baby. A baby would be born. And amazingly enough, it would be an answer to their prayers. It was a dark time in the nation of Israel. Maybe you've gone through dark times yourself, and you're looking for something. God has the answer. And I think the answer is a baby boy. It's a boy. I have another gift over here on the tree. There's another one right here. Maybe we should open this one too. Anyone else that knows how to open a gift? You want to come on up? Right here. Rip that thing open. Another one that will hang up here for everybody to see. Do you know what that says? Wonderful Counselor. Wonderful Counselor, everybody. It's a little tiny onesie for a newborn baby that says Wonderful Counselor. Thank you for doing that. I'm going to put that one right here. So the announcement here, it's a boy, we find out, and his name will be called Joe. Not that name. His name would be Jesus, but his name would be called Wonderful Counselor. Wonderful Counselor. A baby that would be a wonderful counselor. Remember at the time in Israel, the kings often had counselors who were with them, people that they would trust, people that maybe were experts in their fields, and if they were deciding whether to go to war or not, or whether to do this or that, they would consult their counselors. Their counselors would give them advice, and they would follow it. Well, it had been a lot of really bad advice for a lot of years going on. But this baby, there's a baby that's going to come along, and this is going to be a wonderful counselor. The counsel of this person is going to be perfect. Absolutely nothing wrong at all. This counselor would actually be, the government would rest on his shoulders. He's not the counsel to the king. He'd be the king himself. And this person is going to have wisdom. To be a great counselor, you have to have wisdom, understanding. You have to have knowledge. You have to know the past, present, and future. You have to understand the times. You have to know a great amount of stuff. And, you know, sometimes we go to counselors. When we hear the word counselor, we often think of if you're going through a hard time in life, you go talk to a counselor. That's a great thing to do. Wouldn't it be great if there was a counselor you could go to and they always had the very best possible advice for you? Always. 100% of the time, they had the answer. Every time. The very best answer. Better than you could imagine the answer. Well, and the answer is so amazing that you would simply be in awe and wonder. You would be full of wonder at the counsel of this person. Well, that would be a wonderful counselor. But this counselor is not just for people who are going through hard times, for anybody at any point in time. You need counsel on what to do, what not to do. You need wisdom. You just want to know what's going on with this crazy world. Well, folks, there is a wonderful counselor that would be born, a baby, a wonderful counselor. This counselor would have greater wisdom than all of us, understanding, knowledge, the way how to interpret the times and how to interpret situations. Everything would be so good. And the people that would be able to witness this counsel would be in wonder when they saw this. The word wonderful is a great word, but it's definitely lost a lot of meaning over the years. I remember recently I just went to a music concert at Eisenhower. It really was good. One of the best ones I've ever been to. I was so happy we were there. They just did a great job doing Christmas songs, and they actually did a lot of the songs about Jesus, which was great. And I remember telling Rachel, this was wonderful, and I really meant it. And then I went and studied later, and I realized, you know, I just used the word differently than it's used here. That this word doesn't just mean really good. This means when you consider the counsel of this person, you are going to be completely full of wonder. You're going to be struck with astonishment and awe. That is wonderful. And this counselor would have that kind of wisdom. And when you think of that kind of wisdom, you think of, don't you think of a wise person, perhaps an older person. Baby boy, wonderful counselor. I see another gift over here. Should we open this one? I see a hand way back there. Come on up here. I didn't say only kids. Adults, you could come up here too, but I'm just not seeing any hands up. Okay, turn around and rip that open right in front of everyone. Another one. What's that one say? Yeah, it says, God, mighty God. Show them. Hold that up high. Mighty God, mighty God. Very good. Thank you. Now, when's the last time you saw a onesie that said mighty God on it? Now, I was searching. I couldn't find any to order that said mighty God, amazingly enough. So I had to make my own improvisation here. But mighty God. Mighty God. What can you say about that? He's God. This baby would be God. And it's just so clear. There's no way around it. This baby would be mighty God. Apparently, I don't know Hebrew, but I read a lot of commentaries and heard some messages. The word for God here is a God that's always used of God himself. It's not a word that could be used like a small g, like they believe in gods and stuff like that. That is not the word here. It's not a specific name of God, but it's a name that's never used in the Bible for other kinds of gods. Just the one true living God. Mighty God. And all the things that go with that. And where do we even begin to talk about what does mighty God mean? The creator and sustainer of everything. That's God. This baby would be the creator of the universe. And not only the creator, the sustainer, holds it all together. Things seen and unseen, invisible and visible, thrones, dominions, rulers, and authorities, he is over all of them. The mighty God. A God is over everything. There is no government or leader or army or anything that is more powerful than him. He is over all things. He's in all things. He holds things together. He is the mighty God. Just to say God alone would be an amazing thing. And the word mighty is tagged on to that. Mighty God. You know, a wonderful counselor might have a plan. A counselor might have a plan. You know, when you go to a counselor, maybe you make a plan for the rest of your life, or a plan for how to get out of something, or a plan for how to fix something that's gone wrong. Well, our wonderful counselor has a plan as a wonderful counselor, but he also has the power and might to carry it out, being mighty God. And that's a powerful thing. Mighty God. A baby, a boy, that would be a wonderful counselor and mighty God. That's the answer to Israel crying out for something. This is the answer to people who are lost in this world, struggling with sin, not sure where to go. I need something. Well, I do believe this baby wasn't just born for Israel, was born for all of us. I have another gift on the tree right here. Now, I am sorry I can't have all kids come up, so I can't get to all of you. But how about right here? All right. Rip that one open. I wonder what this one's going to say. You guys might have a guess now. Hold it up there. Let them see. Everlasting Father. That is correct. Good job. Thank you. Now, the beginning of this passage does point out that we are talking, at least on the surface level, about a political leader here. It does mention the government will be on his shoulders. It talks later about the throne of David, establishing and upholding it. We are talking about a political leader here. Now, obviously, it's much more than just a political leader. But when you think of a political leader that would be a mighty God and a wonderful counselor, that seems like a very powerful leader, you know, which is great. He is very powerful. But the more powerful someone is, the more over everything, the whole world that they are, the more it seems like they're distant from us. Well, the name of this one would also be an everlasting father. A father. A father is not someone who's distant. A father is someone who's close by. A father has children. And as a political leader, if you call that person a father, you might say the people he governs are like his own children. He loves them just like a father would love his children. Now, that's an amazing leader, isn't it? To be a very powerful leader over everybody, the whole universe, it seems like you'd have to be out there and distant. But actually, a father is close by, and a father loves his children. So this leader can actually have a relationship with his people like a father and his children. Now, you might be thinking, everlasting father, that sounds odd because Jesus is the Son. If we're thinking about the Trinity here. I don't think that's the focus. Remember, it is a political leader that's being talked about here, and a leader that acts like a father would be a loving leader, a leader who really cares about his people. And if he's your leader of your life, then he is your everlasting father. Just think about all the greatest things that could be in a father. Protection from a father, love, guidance from a father, a father who's always there, even in the hard times. A father won't abandon you. Think about all the best parts about any follower you can think of, put them all together, and that's what this person is going to be, a follower like that. And that's a great thing, to have a leader that's a mighty God, but also a loving father. The only thing better than that is if that father lasted forever. Everlasting father, eternal father. To have a father that loves you more than you can imagine, cares for you, will never leave you, and he will be around forever, the everlasting father. What a wonderful gift that would be. To have a wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting father. I see one more gift right here. All right, you want to come on up? Yeah. I wonder what this one could be. I did think about surprising everyone, since everyone's going to be guessing, but we'll see if I surprise you or not. Prince of Peace, right there. Thank you very much. Okay, again, this is written in terms of a political leader. A political leader that's going to rise to power and change things and do a lot of things and last forever, usually that would happen through probably some wars, probably some fighting, probably a lot of things that would not be considered peace. But this person, even though this person, and it says in the next verse here, his kingdom will last forever. It's not going to last forever because he's mean about it and his armies will come kill you if you say otherwise. He's actually going to be a prince of peace. Now, to have a leader that can do these amazing things, be so powerful, a wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting father, but peace is going to be involved too. Now, what person, what country doesn't really want peace? We all want peace, don't we? Through the ages, people are looking for peace, but a lot of people just don't know where to find it. And a lot of people trying to get it end up doing things that are not peaceful. But to have a leader who understands peace, knows what it is and how to give it, and how to actually bring peace to the earth, that's an amazing thing. It's hard almost to even think that that could even happen. Could there be a leader that could actually do that, bring real peace? Well, I do believe that the total fulfillment of this, these words haven't totally happened yet. Jesus will come back someday, and he will set up his throne, and it will last forever, and there will be peace, because he said he's going to do it, and he will. But right now, he does offer peace to everybody, if you're willing to accept it. He's not physically sitting on a throne right now, forcing everyone, but he is in a throne in heaven. And if you're willing, and you give him your life, and admit that you're a sinner, and ask forgiveness, you can have peace with him. You can have peace with God. He can help you have peace with others too. You can actually have true peace inside of your heart. And a lot of people probably are longing for that peace. Well, I do believe the answer to peace is this child who was born for us. The Prince of Peace. There will be no end to the increase of his government or of peace. No end to it. The peace that he begins, if he begins it in your own life, in your heart, there will be no end to it. Wow. That's a peace that can happen even through the rough times, even the hard times. Would it sound pretty nice to have that kind of peace? And someday he will bring peace to this earth, and he can do it, and it will last forever because he said it will. On the throne of David and over his kingdom. So remember, this is a political leader of the nation Israel we're talking specifically about, but there's many hints here that it's much bigger than that. And ultimate fulfillment will be a leader of everyone. To establish and uphold it with justice and righteousness from then on and forevermore. Establish and uphold. it was really neat. Sometimes in studying, you just kind of come across them, and you're like, oh, it was neat, and you realize God just gave you a thought there. I was thinking about how Jesus was the creator and sustainer of everything. Little baby, creator and sustainer, how can that be? You know, it's an amazing thing to think about. Another word for sustain is uphold. He's the creator and upholder of everything. And then I read this verse, to establish and uphold it. Establish is like creating it. He's the creator and upholder of everything. And it says right there, he's not only the creator and upholder of the nation Israel, but really of the entire universe, this little baby. To establish it with justice and righteousness. Great words right there. Is it great? How much the people in Israel, the godly people, must have longed for that, justice and righteousness. They weren't seeing it. It wasn't anywhere, but they longed for it. And Jesus was saying, someday someone will come along, I guarantee it, that will bring true justice and righteousness. Is that something we need here on earth now? In our country? Justice and righteousness? Well, folks, if you're putting your hope in any other political leaders, well, maybe some could help here and there, but it's Jesus Christ that can bring true justice and righteousness to this earth. From then on and forevermore. And those are great words. You know, everything we're saying here, is it really true that mighty God could be a tiny little baby that could fit into this onesie right here? A little baby, tiny. Could a little baby be a wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace? It sounds impossible, doesn't it? It really does. And on top of all of that, the prophecy was written 700 years before it would actually take place, the baby be born. If you think that's a small thing, then you haven't studied prophecy much. If you think about a prophecy, the more time that goes by, the more chances there are, and it gets like exponentially harder for the prophecy to actually be fulfilled. It's impossible for that to be fulfilled. It cannot just happen by chance. How could something impossible happen? Well, I think our answer is the last phrase. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will accomplish this. That was written 700 years before Jesus came. God accomplished it. The baby was born. There really was a real baby laid in a manger. I don't know if the manger looked like that one over there, but something like that. And there was a real baby that would fit into a little onesie. They didn't have onesies back then, swaddling clothes. I don't know how they get the name on there, the swaddling clothes, but little tiny baby. And who was that baby? Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. It says the Son is given to us. That sounds like a gift to me. A Son given to us. God gave a gift. The people, the godly people in Israel, were looking for some sort of salvation, some sort of hope, something to come along to change things. And God says, here it is. Here's my gift to you. Really, it's a gift to the entire world, not just the nation Israel, not just for a certain moment in time, for all people. A Son given to us. His name would be Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. He will come back to this earth. He will set up his throne, and he will bring peace, and it will last forevermore. The zeal of the Lord will accomplish that. But right now, we're in an interesting time. His birth already came. He lived a perfect life. He grew up. Eventually, even though he never sinned, there were people that hated him. They eventually killed him and nailed him to a cross. And he actually did die. The mighty God died on a cross, hung on a cross. He was being punished, not for his own sins, but we read actually later in Isaiah, he explains this. He was being punished for the sins of the world, for your sin and for my sin. We've broken God's law, all of us have. We deserve punishment because of that. Whether you like it or not, doesn't matter. You deserve punishment from God for your sins, but Jesus died on the cross and he took your punishment for you. They put his body in the grave, his dead body. 3 days later, he rose from the dead. And he showed that not even death itself had power over him. He is in heaven today, right now as we speak, alive today. Not a baby anymore, a grown man in a glorified body. He is there, and he's ready to save anyone who calls on him. Would you like to have a wonderful counselor? An eternal father. Better than any father that you know. Would you like to be friends with the mighty God? Would you like the Prince of Peace ruling your life? Everybody does. It's really what your heart longs for. Well, I have good news. God, he sent his son. The gift was given. He accomplished what he needed to forgive you. And now the choice is yours. Will you accept the gift? You can refuse it if you want to. But you don't want to do that. You will have to pay for your sins, your own sins, if you do that. But today, this Christmas week, God offers you a gift, Jesus Christ. You can accept him today, your choice. Just talk to him. If you're a sinner and you need forgiveness, just talk to God and ask him. Admit it, ask him. Tell God you believe in him. And if you'd like a wonderful counselor, ask him. Ask him to give you the wonderful counselor. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Let's pray. God in heaven, we thank you for your plan. Thank you that you planned this out hundreds of years before Jesus even came to earth. Thank you for Jesus Christ, that little baby was a Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Thank you, Lord, that he's offered to everybody in this world. Thank you that he can be in our lives, Lord. Thank you for your great gift that you've given us. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.